You know there's more to this world than what you're told. Paranormal phenomenon, supernatural forces, government conspiracies, alien visitors. Step out of the world you see, open up your mind, and get ready for another round of strange at the Supernatural Radio Show with Corrine DeWinter and Nino Del Padre. Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. Listen up, world. Here's Corrine and Nino.
Welcome to Supernatural Radio Show. And I'm with my co-host, Nino Del Padre. And it's a lovely Friday evening, and we are thrilled to have psychic Yvette Scott with us tonight. Yvette has been reading and doing psychic work for, I think, a few years. We're actually going to bring her on in just a moment. And we're really thrilled to be able to take your calls and see if Yvette can get some information for you that you guys might need. Also, check out our website, supernaturalradioshow.com. And sorry, you guys, I'm out of it right now, but whatever.
We're both there, I guess.
You know, it's like last week I messed up, this week I'm messing up. I guess it's just the theme here. Anyways, alright, so, like I said, Yvette Scott. Okay, so I'm actually, let me check and see. Yvette. Okay. Yvette, you are area code Mercury in retrograde. Thank you, Yvette. Yes, you're right. And in my brain, it's always in retrogrades. Yvette, what is the beginning, your area code? I'm sorry. If you can tell me real quick in the chat room. Okay, because, you know, like, I don't have the number in front of me right now. So, Yvette, if you can tell me what your area code is, I can bring you on and we can start a 252. Okay, I am about to bring you on. I'm sorry, Yvette. Okay, let me see. Yvette, are you with us? Yvette, are you with us?
That's weird.
Yvette, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Hey, Yvette, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. How are you doing today?
Okay, we're a little bit frozen, but that's all right, right?
Yeah. The audio seems a little, it's hard to hear you for some reason. I don't know what's going on with that.
Okay, well, we're going to try to fix that. Tell me if you can hear more clearly. Okay, can you hear me now?
No, it's still got kind of a vibration in it, a vibration or something.
But it might be Skype, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it could be. I have trouble with Skype, too, sometimes.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, I didn't get any of that. That was completely muffled. No, it's still the same.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, wait. It just fixed itself.
Okay.
No, when you said, oh, shoot, now it's back to being the way it was. When you said, oh, shoot, it fixed itself.
Okay, so you're having a hard time hearing me right now. Can you hear me now?
What I can make out. It's
okay.
Like a muffle.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to try to fix that.
Okay.
Can you tell us? Okay, good. Can
She can't hear me. It's anybody else.
No, I'm sorry.
Can other callers hear me announcing okay? If you guys can let me know in the chat room. I was asking if it's for you.
I'm typing it.
Okay. Thank you.
Maybe it's this, Nina.
What is it?
This.
No.
You sure?
Yep.
Corinne, when you pull your mouth away from the mic, you can hear you great. When you pull your mouth away from the mic, you can hear you great.
Okay, like right now, can you hear me?
It's a little bit better right now, but when you were, you know, sort of talking off, you know, to someone else, you could hear you really good. Yeah, it's better than it was.
Okay, well, Yvette, why don't we just start immediately taking phone calls where you can answer some questions since they're hearing you, they're hearing you pretty good. So,
okay.
We're going to take the first caller on hold, and it is area code 207. And 207, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, well, you're very muffled. It sounds like when you pull your face away from the mic, it's a lot better. I can hear Yvonne very well.
The universe is trying to tell me to shut up, I think. Okay, so do you want to ask a question of Yvette?
Yvette, yes. Ms. Scott, I try to pick you up some nights all night long. Let me see. I'm having some financial difficulties, and I'm working with someone, and they're trying to help me clear up my mortgage payments.
All right.
Because I'm kind of behind. Do you pick up anything on either one of those?
First of all, thank you for saying that you look for me. I'm not very consistent with my radio shows. I'm extremely nervous when I do them, so it takes a little bit of courage to get, you know, to do it, and then I also have a child, so I have to schedule it when
I don't have
the distraction. But thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. And I'm going to try to be a little bit more consistent with that. I think your best option, just what I get, I sympathize with the financial difficulties. I think so many people, everyone is having those difficulties. And it's just really rough times right now, and it's easy to get very discouraged. And what I'm seeing in the cards when I pulled them is that the answer for you is a more traditional route. It would be, you know, some people I would say, oh, well, just believe, and you're going to, everything's going to work out, and ask the universe for it. But for you, it seems like you need to go through a more traditional route. And if it's mortgage payments, then I'm assuming that would be some sort of program that's going to help you, that's available for people who are having troubles, you know. Are you thinking about moving?
No, we just got into the house 8 months ago.
Yeah.
And the mortgager is my mom.
Yeah. Well.
So she holds a note on it.
She holds a note on it?
Yes, and I'm having problems paying her. She just took a loan out for it.
Yeah. So you're making payments to her and she's making payments to the bank?
Correct.
And so if you're behind, then that puts her in a bind.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, are you, what's changed in your financial situation that, did you lose your job or is it just, is there anything that you can do personally to help your financial situation?
My overhead is too much. I'm on disability, and I have heavy car payments, and they'll be lightening up next month, but that doesn't help me out this month.
What about taxes? Do you get a tax return?
No.
No, because of the disability?
Yes.
Yeah. Are there programs? Have you checked into programs that would help you? Or is it kind of dicey because it's your mother?
It's very dicey because it's my mother.
Yeah.
There's no programs out there because she's a family member.
Right. That makes it difficult to carry through the traditional channels, but yet that says where the answer is. So, wow. If you think it would be better in another month, I mean, I'm just thinking about the month coming up, you know, if you could just get a little relief. I know sometimes if you can get a relief, it's kind of nice. Do you qualify for loans or anything like that?
No, payday loans.
Payday loans. Ooh, those are a bad trap.
Yes,
been
they
there,
are.
Done that. Yeah, those are a bad trap. But I know they're necessary sometimes, so it's difficult. Wow, I wish I had a magic wand. I see you going on a journey. I see you moving. If it's not you physically moving, then it's some sort of trip somewhere. There's help available, but it's because of the way that the situation is, which is kind of non-traditional, it's going to take a little effort and work to find it. This person that's helping you, are they going to be able to get you out of the hole?
Not for at least 2 months.
Yeah. I wonder, and I don't know why I'm even thinking about this, but just because it sort of comes to me, is there any way that you could have the property that your mother owns that you're paying qualify as, you know, so that you can get Section 8?
No, we already were approved for Section 8, but because she owns the property, they disqualified us.
Because it's a relative thing?
Correct.
Ah. Well, we just seem to be blocked at every avenue, don't we?
Yeah. We even
must be frustrating.
We even had a voucher that would have helped us out, but we were disqualified for that also.
Yeah. Well, it's just so difficult when you're working with programs like that. Can your mother refinance it through the note?
No.
Nope. Wow. The only other thing that I can see, you know, I see a sort of walling up a sense of trying to protect oneself, you know. And the other option, you know, if everything else seems to be completely unavailable, I would suggest, you know, cut your budget as much as you can. Save as much money. Live as simply as possible, you know. It's not fun and it's not easy and sometimes it feels like you know, that you have nothing else that you can do. You know, that you're living as simply as you possibly can, but there's, you know, that's the only other option that you really have because you don't want to lose where you live, you don't want to lose your home, and you don't want your mother to lose her investment, you know.
No.
So it's very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry that it's happening to you, and I wish there was like a magic wand. I mean, the lottery, I guess. But, you know,
well,
you got to play it to win it.
I'll say some more prayers to the universe and maybe something will work out.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's weird when you look back on situations, things happen for a reason, and when you're in the middle of it, it just feels so icky that you can't possibly see any good come from it. But I totally understand what you're going through, and I totally sympathize with you. And I wish I had a magic answer for you. I see a journey for you. I see, and it could just it could be an actual physical journey. It could be an actual move, or it could also just be a spiritual journey, something that you learn from this situation. And I wish you the very best.
Well, thank you very much. And I'll keep trying to check you out. I'm up all night long, and you're on speed dial.
Well, it's always nice to meet a fellow insomniac.
Yeah, I've been up for 2 days already.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Hi, this is Susan. Boy, you got a bad connection there.
Hello, Susan, I'm sorry. Susan, do you have a question for Yvette?
Yeah. I've been working on myself spiritually, and things are really getting good, especially with the higher vibration and my connection. And now I have a prayer wheel, and I'm not quite sure what to do with it, which way to spin it. And do you know anything about them?
I don't, but thank you so much for calling, Susan. I don't know much about prayer wheels. What does it look like?
It looks like it's got a wooden, like if you were to hold a wooden spoon, but at the end, instead of the spoon, it's a barrel. And inside it has, I believe, mantras.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. I've never seen one of those.
And you spin them, and they make your prayer go out like a million times.
Oh, wow, because of the energy that it sends out.
Yeah.
The intent and the energy. That's wonderful. Well, congratulations on, bringing your vibration up and feeling, good about yourself spiritually. That's, you can tell in your energy. It comes across that you've done a lot of work.
Yeah. Boy, I've come a long way, to tell you, if I really sit and think about it. But
it feels good, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Last year was very muddy and thick.
I think everyone had a bad year last year. Last year just seemed kind of icky in general.
It was.
From people that I was talking to, I suppose it has something to do with the shift. And I don't know a lot about that, but I know that there was a major shift. Actually, my birthday was supposed to be the end of the world. But I was hoping I wouldn't be another year older, but...
If you think about it, it could be that it was just us being and really feeling that we're in the lower vibration, really feeling it. And as we were coming out of it, now we're there more or less. It's not as thick and as bad.
Absolutely. And it seems, it just feels better. It feels better. It feels like this is going to be a better year. So I just am thrilled that you were able to do so much work. I'm sure it was very difficult. You should be very proud.
Yeah, it was.
I hope that you are proud of yourself.
What's that? What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said you should be very proud of yourself. I hope that you are proud of yourself.
Thank you. I'm more happy than I'm blessed. Yeah.
Yes. So what are you going to do? What is your purpose? What is your, what now? Where do you go from here?
Well, when I connected to this, I felt that it was all coming from a past life. And I feel like there is an agreement through this that I'm now supposed to connect to and step into. I don't know, it's a mastery of some type. So that's why I'm kind of like in the beginning part of it, and I'm not sure what to do. But it has something to do with an arrangement, in that I was a high priestess in a past life. So
Well, the world's your oyster right now, you know. You're in a position, you have, there's so many avenues of exploration that you can do that I think that, how fun to be in that position where you can just start exploring and figure out what it is that you're supposed to be doing.
It's true.
It's a wonderful place to be in. It's like, are you familiar with the tarot cards?
I don't know how to read them, but I know what they are.
Well, the first card of the deck is the Fool. It's called the Fool, mm-hmm. and it's not a negative thing. You know, and in traditional tarot cards, it shows him sort of prancing off a cliff, you know, like not even watching where he's going. But that's kind of where you get to, I think, a place in your life where you can do that, and the world is yours. You can go any direction you want. It's more about just taking the step. Trouble that mm-hmm. I have personally is I like to get right there to that point, and then it's hard for me to move on. It's hard for me to take the step, you know. It's scary. And I start thinking too much about it, and everything has to be planned out. And then when you start kind of putting restrictions on it, then it kind of shuts that feeling down.
It was bad, yeah, because you really just have to let it flow, and that's what I've learned.
Yeah.
Is to really just come to a very peaceful place and let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot about being self-confident, too, you know, and trusting what it is that you already know. You've done all this spiritual work. Then you're in a position now where you need to go ahead and accept it about yourself. I mean, what other people are telling you, you know, whatever you've done or when you talk to your mm-hmm. friends and they're like, oh, my gosh, you've helped me so much. You've done this for me and everything. You have to accept that for yourself. You have to come into that yourself, and you have to believe it for yourself. It's one thing to have your friends say it, but it's another thing for you to actually to believe it. And then once you believe it, you can begin to move forward. It's very difficult.
I have people that come in to where I work on the weekend because they feel happy and peaceful. And so that makes me feel really good.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that sense from your energy also. But you don't want to just stay right there. You want to take it forward because you obviously want to help people. You enjoy the feeling of helping people. And so you want to take it forward. So all of this stuff that's spinning around in your head, all of these ideas that you have, choose one. And pursue it. And it may not end up being what you want to continue doing. But you won't know until you start. And once you start, then that sends that beautiful energy forward into motion. It's like the law of physics, you know. Objects in motion tend to remain in motion. Objects at rest tend to remain at rest. You know, you just need that little poke to move on forward. And then you will feel so much better. I mean, there's so many avenues you can go. You can go paganism. You can go Wicca. You know, you can do any. You can go spiritual. You can go angelic, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think
so
I like
many avenues. Just pick one.
Yeah.
And then you'll know immediately if it's the right path or not. So you won't have that feeling of that, I know I need to be doing more, but what is it? Just do something, you know.
Okay.
And I totally understand and get it. Because I'm exactly the same way. And if I sit too still in one spot, then I start making lists of things that have to be so before I can do something else. You paralyze yourself.
Yeah.
You completely paralyze yourself when you do that. So the best thing to do is to be like the Fool.
You overthink
it. Take that card out and look at it. That person is leaping off a cliff. It's a leap of faith, but they are moving. It is not a sitting still card. And that's what you need to do is take that step and start believing in yourself. Start believing in who you are. And know that what you've done has been amazing. You've gone on an amazing spiritual journey. You've done everything that was asked of you. And now it's time for you to come into your own. It's a beautiful spot to be in. And I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for
All
calling.
Right, have a good night.
You too. Okay. Yvette, sorry. We have a couple of callers, and we're going to take actually the next one.
Okay.
Area code 781. Area code 781. State your name and your question for Yvette, please.
Hi, my name is Trish. And by the way, you sound very good now, so you fixed your problem.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Trish.
And my question's around career, Yvette. I was wondering if you see a new job opportunity.
I do, actually. Thank you so much for calling. I got the wish card for you, which is a card in the tarot deck. Are you familiar with the tarot deck?
I am, but I don't remember that card.
It's the Nine of Cups, the wish card. It is whatever you wish for is yours. However, there's always a but. The only warning that comes with this card is you have to be careful what you wish for. You know, so you have to really have a clear picture and a clear understanding of what it is that you need for your career. And then you wish for it, and it's yours. I mean, that's basically what that card says. But you wouldn't, you don't want to, you say, I want a really good job. Well, you don't want to be working 80 hours a week, you know?
Right.
So you have to have a really clear picture. In order, when you're going to order from the universe like you would off a menu, you have to be, like, very precise what it is that you want.
So it isn't set in stone yet that I can't change the outcome?
No. Whatever you wish for. But I think the process and the journey of figuring out what you want may make you okay with whatever the outcome happens to be.
Yeah, so the reason I ask is, it does make sense, but the reason I ask is I'm kind of fast-tracking with a company, and I don't know, you know, if they made me an offer a week from today, you know, is the outcome still, can it be affected?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, but you just decide what it is you want, and be careful. It's a wish card. It means you can have what you want. If you want to fast track with this company, it's yours. But if you just make sure that that's what you truly want. I mean, it's not a bad thing. Wish card's a great card. I mean, it's a wonderful card. It just comes with that little bit of warning to be careful what you wish for.
Okay. So you see this fairly soon, or?
Well, I don't really do time. Mostly what I read is a snapshot of what is going on right at this very moment. Occasionally I'll get time, but I honestly don't do times. I do see a card that indicates rapid movement. So I can't say yes, but it does look like something's going to happen soon. So you don't have a lot of time to figure out what it is you want.
That's why I asked that.
So you need to get busy. Okay. Figuring out what it is you want, if that makes sense.
It does. Thank you very much. I appreciate
you're very,
you.
Very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Trish.
Bye.
Okay. We are going to go to area code 323. Area code 323. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Sure. My name's Kahira. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Good. You have a question for Yvette?
Yeah. I'd like to know what you see coming up for me in terms of romance.
All righty. I will look. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Let me see. Well, I see that you're a very nice person, a very giving person, and that's important to you to have the same kind of person in your life, in a relationship. You seem like that you have a good family base right now.
I do, yeah.
You know, you've got things that you need.
I suppose, are you just lonely?
Yeah, I think it's just natural to be in a relationship at a certain time in your life.
Are your friends all, are they all, you know, do they all have relationships and stuff?
They don't all have, but a good part of them are married.
A good part of them, yeah. It's like, to me, it's like I see you going out with your friends, the ones that have good marriages and the ones that don't have such good marriages, and kind of hanging out and watching all this, sort of taking it all in and sort of shopping, in a sense, for the good parts of each relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, and discarding the parts of a relationship that you don't like. You know, it's almost like you're sitting there observing your friends and you're sort of shopping for things that you want in a relationship for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And you're such a good person and you have so much to offer someone. And I don't see any romance right in this snapshot of this moment mm-hmm. right now. Nobody, it's more of you shopping. And I think that's a wise thing to do. I don't know if you've had past relationships. We've all had past relationships that didn't work out so well. But, you know, to be able to sit back and to be quiet and to observe this and to kind of know yourself well enough to choose what is good about some things and kind of say, well, this is what I'm going to have. And it's kind of like shopping on Amazon.com, you know, reading the reviews and just, you know, discarding something that doesn't serve you. That's a wonderful position to be in, and that's a very mature position to be in. And that doesn't make you any less lonely, you know, because everybody mm-hmm. wants this person that you can spend your life with. Everybody wants somebody that they connect with, but it seems that it's very important to you that you create a foundation and you continue to have that happy family atmosphere. It's important to you. Do you have children?
No.
Yeah. And you want to have a family life. You know, you're not just in it for a short term.
Right.
You know. And so you're in a very mature position. And like I said, it doesn't make the loneliness any less easier to bear, so mm-hmm. to speak. But it is a good position to be in. So right at this very moment, the snapshot of your life, I don't see any romance per se, but I do see a lot of soul searching and observation, and that is a very wise, mature thing to do, and it can't bring you anything but good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
All right.
Thank you
so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yvette, I have to thank you for taking these phone calls and joining us tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure, and I'm honored.
I just want to say to the listeners that actually Yvette did a reading for me of her own accord. She's such a nice lady that she offered to do this for me outside of the radio. And she read, she did a reading with my mother, who passed away about 5 years ago. And it was just amazing. And I was just so impressed and so thankful. So I urge anyone to get a full session with Yvette if you can afford it. And she's very reasonable. And Yvette, can you give your information? I did post your website. Do you have
You can contact me on my website. It is YvetteScott.wix.com /light love peace, all one word. And there is a contact form there, and you can email me, and I can get back to you, and we can set up an appointment or a time to talk. And it's for donations only. I do it for donations only. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's how great you are, Yvette, you know? No, seriously.
Well, the economy is so bad, and people need to talk, and they need to have guidance sometimes. So, you know, I know what it is to struggle.
Right.
So I don't want to make anybody struggle getting something, you know, that they need.
Well, thank you. thank you from the universe, really.
Thank you.
We have one more call here, and until we get another one, I want to ask a question after this one, but we're going to take area code 781. Are you there, 781? Hello? No, I guess they logged out. Well, that just leaves me, I guess, for now.
Okay.
Actually, Nino would like to ask a question. Can he ask a question?
Sure.
My co-host, Nino Del Padre. Okay.
Hi, how are you? I was wondering if you could give us some insight into Corrine's upcoming love life, please.
Her upcoming love life. Well, technically, you're asking a question for someone else. I'm not sure that's... I think that's against the rules, but...
All right. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, Yvette. No, don't bother with that. The question is, what's a snapshot of Nino right now? Nino, ask the question. So
what's a snapshot of Nino or myself right
yourself?
Now?
Yourself? Okay, yeah. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, really.
All right, Nino. Lots of hard, steady work for you.
Hard, steady work.
Hard, okay. Steady work. Sort of monotonous.
Hmm.
If you have a regular job.
Sometimes,
a traditional job.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No. Not traditional. Not a traditional job, so to speak.
Not a traditional job.
Yeah, yeah. I subcontract my work, and I don't have really a traditional job, so to speak. But, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Well, whatever you're going to be doing whatever you're doing right now seems a little monotonous to me. It has kind of a heavy energy, maybe.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just something that you're, you know, that you kind of have to just get through to get to the good stuff or whatever it is.
Right.
But it's sort of just feeling like, and so that tells me that perhaps you might need to take a few more breaks or do something that you really love or something that you enjoy, something that inspires you, something that's a little more creative, that touches
right.
that more creative spot on you. You know, just even if it's for a few minutes a day, if this is something you have to do, you have to get through it, it's kind of drudgery. You know, even if you just take moments in your day where you're doing something that touches your creative soul, it
right.
will help get through this point. It's not always going to be like that because you're
sure.
not the type of person that's going to allow for, I mean, you can only do this for so long before you're like, I'm done with this. I'm going to do something fun now, you know.
Right, right, right. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with you right now.
Cool.
So does it look like he's going to, you know, come out, like he's going to be able to do that, juggle both fun and work at the same time? Like,
he has to, because he's going to drive himself crazy if he doesn't. Let's talk about you like you're not here. You would have to do that because, I mean, you're not the type of person that can be tied down too long to one, to drudgery. I mean, it's not good for you, and you're just not the type of person that allows it to happen.
Yeah, I guess
I mean, it's like if you don't, you're going to burst. Your creativity is going to burst.
Yeah,
it's going to come out anyway.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, that
we
sounds about
around the
right.
house on your rolling chair or something, you know.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, I bet.
So, Yvette, when I asked you to contact my mom and you did it privately, how do you go about getting in that space?
Well, I'm not one of these people that can talk to people who have passed on. Like, I can't dial them up on a telephone. And I've talked to people who can do that. And that's a special sort of way of contacting. What happens to me is when I start thinking about the person, I just get sort of a sense of who they are. And then I just have to quiet myself. I don't meditate. It puts me to sleep. I'm just a really bad psychic in that regard. I just don't meditate. But I do get quiet, or try to quiet my mind, and then I sort of get a sense. Now, I have had people come to me that have passed on with messages and a sense of urgency, and I have felt compelled to give the message to the person, you know.
Right.
But that happens sometimes. But just as far as somebody specifically asking me about someone like you did, it took a little bit of time, and I couldn't do it on the radio show because, like I said, I can't just dial them up. I wish I could. It would be great.
I know.
It would be. I don't. It's just a way of knowing or feeling, you know. It's just not something I do much of.
Right.
But I do when I you know spoke with your mother. I got a strong sense of her personality, and she was not, you know. She wanted to come forth, you know. I don't think she would have ever like popped in on a psychic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of had to be. You know, she kind of had to be asked, is it okay if I do this, you know?
Right.
I know there are some people who have people pop up and scare them, like, you know,
right.
Say, I got a message or something. But she's, you know, that was their personality, you know, when they were living. So you kind of, I feel like you take your personality with you when you go. If you were not the kind of person, you know, your mother came across more reserved.
Well, she wasn't really reserved. That's probably
her
the last
personality one. Wasn't reserved, but her method of approaching me or being approached in the spirit world, you know, I felt I had to be more respectful.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I just, the message that you gave me was just so
right
really
on.
Good, yeah. And I was like, gee, you know? it was just really, really kind of you, and I so much appreciate it. Okay, we have we have my co-host from the last show we did, Karen, on the phone. I'm going to bring her on because I think Karen has a question that she wants to ask you, Yvette. Let's see. Karen, are you with us?
Hi, Corinne. Hi, Yvette.
Hi.
I just, you know, I missed the first half of the show. I'm sorry. So I don't know what was covered. Did you answer my questions already?
No. Well, no. She, Yvette has just been giving readings to callers.
Uh-huh.
And because Yvette is so right on, I thought maybe you would want to ask a question of Yvette.
Sure. Where to start? Yvette, what's your specialty as far as what areas do you focus in on best? Or
I do card readings.
But I mean, what areas?
I think that's what you would, I use the tarot deck usually to get any information that I need to get. It's kind of strange because I just lay out a couple of cards, and I don't see the future, and I don't see a lot about the past, but I usually just see a snapshot of what's going on right at that very moment.
Well, with my life now, as far as the, you know, the shifting of careers and trying to get what I'm doing off the ground, and, you know, there are a lot of different directions I can go within it and to generate more work. And I'm, you know, I get a little stuck sometimes wondering, okay, which direction should I go in? So I just wondered if you get anything on that.
Yeah, I want to say, you have a show too, right?
No, I co-hosted with Corinne last week.
Oh. Okay.
But I don't have my own show. It's really...
Maybe you should.
I know. That's what I said. She was so good on the show, you know?
Yeah. The thing I remember about listening to you was that what you do in such love. And you do with such positive feeling. And people need to hear that. Because a lot of people that call or a lot of people that seek you out because they don't have a lot of love in their life. And I think the way that you spoke with such love and such offering of yourself was so amazing that I think that is going to draw to you the business that you need. And it's, I know that you probably spend a lot of time fretting a little bit about how, you know, if you're doing the right thing or, you know, if I don't know if it's for your family or if it's for your career or whatever, you know, but you, anything that you do in love, anything that you do in, with the love that you have is the right thing. And it's going to be helpful to people.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you for saying that.
I think, I don't know if you have an opportunity to travel with what you're doing or if there was a way that you could travel, and it doesn't have to be a great distance, but just sort of around your area, that might actually bring you some exposure if it's possible. I don't know if you live in an area where it's accepted.
Should I tell you what I do?
Sure.
I have a business called The Clutter Angel. And I organize people and, you know, get them to go through their stuff and declutter. And
that's wonderful.
In a new organized way.
And you bring spirituality and love to that.
That's my goal.
That is amazing.
You know, it's like it's the part I don't talk about as much to the clients, but I bring
right.
that
I
anyway. You know?
I see the that's why I mentioned the fact that I didn't know if you were in a place where you could actually feel comfortable doing that. Because some parts of the country, some places that people live, there is less acceptance for that. It's more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I live in an area that way also, and which does kind of put a damper on your ability to do what you need to do. Right. But I think that is one of that is a great gift that you can give to people. And I see no way that it cannot be a success. You know, because it's done in love and it's needed. And the people who judge, you know, for you for doing what you think or what you do, for doing what you do, they you know, you just can't listen to their opinion. And even if it's your own voice inside your head saying, I can't do this, I can't do that, sometimes you have to silence that voice that speaks negatively to you and say, hey, I appreciate you. I love the still small voice in my head. You have gotten me out of a bunch of jams, but you cannot talk to me the way you're talking to me right now. You know?
That's great advice. I love that. I work on that all the time.
Yeah.
But that, you said it so well. Thanks.
So Yvette, you see that Karen should just absolutely continue what she's doing, perhaps add a little bit of travel in there if she can do that.
Well, yeah, I see that it might be helpful if she could get to a, you know, extend a little bit out into an area where there's more acceptance of what she's doing and maybe more clientele.
Well,
but what she's doing is done with such love.
Is pretty, you know, they're pretty on board with all the decluttering business.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of them.
I'm sure. You could come to my house any day.
Believe me, Yvette.
Everybody does.
I know. If she came to my house, she'd be like, there would be no house left.
There would be a great spiritual waking at my house. We have plenty of stuff to awaken us.
We just have about 9 minutes left, and we have two more callers. Do you want to try to take these, Yvette?
Sure.
Okay. Karen, I'm going to leave
thank
you,
you
on. No, I'm going to leave you online, okay? I mean,
okay.
On the radio.
Yeah.
And
okay.
We're going to take area code 804. Okay, so 804, are you with us?
Yes. Good evening. My name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
And
did you have a question?
I wanted to see what you picked up related to if people are awake enough to understand the new paradigm I'm bringing in for to bless mankind that seems like they're just still too afraid to fully grasp it, and it's bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love, making everything transparent, ethical, legal, moral, and forcing companies to be more responsible for their employees, their customers, the environment, and the community.
Wow, that is a grand ambition.
It's very easily achievable when people, you know, become more spiritual and understand we have all unlimited creativity and start getting the heart-to-God connection that we need to have.
I totally agree with you, and that's amazing. I see that for a while, until people get up to speed, you're going to kind of be a one-man army. There is someone in your environment, somebody in your picture, in your snapshot, that is a woman who can help you with this. But for right now, it looks like you have this amazing idea, and you have the way to implement it, but you're a little bit kind of on the hill holding a light, hoping people come to you. And it looks like you probably will be there for a little while. Just because this shift is so new, I think, for so many people. And there's so much else going on in the world. People have trouble seeing solutions when there's a bunch of problems. And so this shift is so brand new, and you are so far ahead of your time with this idea. Even though it seems very simple to you, you're sort of a brilliant type of person. So things that are easy for you may not be easy for those that are not quite as brilliant. So you have a great idea. You have a great concept. You have a great paradigm. You just have to have patience and know that you've got the answers, and let those people come to you. You can't beat it into their heads, because some people will never get the concept. So just have patience and believe in yourself and know what you're doing is right, and allow the people that need the information to come to you. It doesn't mean that you can't, you know, get the information out there, but just don't be upset or sad when some people don't understand, because they're not ready to understand it.
No, I agree. That's very accurate. And part of my mission is to empower women and indigenous people globally, too. And if I can share my name, you might find it interesting to see some things on the Internet. And I am a way shower. It's been a lifelong experience. I've been empowered by all the things that I've went through in my life, and always came to a place of whatever I couldn't handle, I let go and let God, and forgave those who played games with me. Excuse me.
Well, I absolutely can see that about you. You absolutely have a wonderful idea, and you should share it, but just don't be upset when some people don't get it yet, because eventually everyone will. But it's just that you're so far ahead of your time. You're so far ahead that it's very lonely. And
well,
I understand that.
My biggest concern is as people wake up and see how they've been manipulated, I don't want them going into a rage, because then we'll repeat history, and that's what I'm looking to show. We can go to a whole new paradigm instead of control, conquer, and divide if we can just go to a place of unconditional love, starting
with
you.
I agree with
you. Yeah.
I agree with you. And someday everyone will agree with you. So just, like I said, it's lonely to be that far ahead, but give people a chance to get to the point where they can understand your message, and you can only just shine your light, and those people will come to you. Don't get frustrated or worried, okay? Because it'll happen for you.
Thank you very much. I'll let you get the other caller. God bless.
Thank you. You know, you really gotta, when you hear from people like him, and I didn't catch his name completely. Maybe he can type it in the chat room if he's there. you really got to say, what? You know, I mean, you can't believe that people are on the same page as you are, because it just seems like the whole world is so messed up, you know?
Yeah.
But, okay, let's take area code 804. 804, you are on the air?
That's me again. I can't do anything in the chat room, but if I can just give you my name.
Okay.
Hugh, H-U-G-H, and the last name is Trawlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N as in Nancy. You'll see various things on the internet, including a copy of a letter from President Obama to me related to the economy. But look for an interview I did last month, Hugh Trawlson's Synchro Mystic Encounters. I think you'll find that quite fascinating. In the second half, my business partner discusses some of the things that we're doing to help people.
Wow, Hugh, keep doing this. Keep doing it.
Well, it's a lifelong thing. I won't give up till I take my last breath, and I've had UFO, paranormal, and near death, so I'm like the rising phoenix.
Yeah, we'll hear from you again from the other side, I'm sure, you know?
Well, I put the elites on notice. That's where the fear goes now, and you know, and people have said, aren't you afraid of retribution? I said, for what? I didn't do anything wrong. They did. If they're going to misbehave and take me out, I'll eat the hitman's brains out from the spirit world. Be quite painful. I'll be more gentle on him than the guy who hired him. I'm still saying it for over a year. So.
No, yeah, but what they do is their own punishment. But anyways, okay, so real Hugh, I'm glad I picked you up again.
I love helping empower women, and just to get their attention, I say, women have to save the Earth. It's the only planet in the universe that has chocolate.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, I'm putting you on hold.
All right, take care.
All right. Yvette, 90 seconds, area code 619. Are you there?
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi,
do you see a change in my work coming up by chance?
Are you tired of your work?
You know, kind of.
Yeah. You're going to have to put something down to get something different. It's like your hands are full. And, you know, I don't know if you, I'm not sure exactly, but your hands are full, and you're going to have to put something down to get what you need and what you want. Right now, work is boring. And you have a lot to offer, and you kind of feel stifled.
Right.
So you're going to have to put something down.
Yeah. Do you see a move then? If that's not going to happen soon, is there going to be a move or no?
We have 20 seconds left. So.
Okay, I'll go fast. I don't see a move right away, not in the snapshot, so it wouldn't be right soon.
Right.
But you may have to move to get something different for work.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Paula. We have to do this. And Yvette, thank you so much, and I will talk to you very shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Yvette.
All right.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.